Now that we got it right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Geek Culture Congress, a special edition of Geek Culture Congress. I have Tom here. He is one of the publishers, yep. right, of CommittedComics.com?
Yep.
Yes.
So it's two M's, two T's, Committed. So
Tell me more about all the projects and all the great stories that are on Committed Comics.
So we've been in business since 1999, so we've been in business for 20-plus years at this point. We focus on creator-owned projects, on making sure that the creators' rights and new talent gets their ability to get their projects out.
That's awesome. That's
so great. A lot of what we do is working with people who have either an entire series, a pitch, a concept, help them put it together, help them package it, and then actually get it out to the public.
Excellent. So what's the hot seller right now on Committed Comics?
Right now our newest book is Nera X Reborn. So Nera X is a character.
Let me do the close up here.
Yeah.
What happens when you're your own cameraman? You gotta make do. With
that's right.
The skills
that's right.
that you have.
So Nera X is a character that's been around for almost 30 years now.
Wow.
We're the newest publisher for her. She's created by a gentleman by the name of Bill Mouse.
Okay.
And it's a time traveling superhero bounty hunter type character, and so we're the new home for her. So we're kind of not only putting together her original old stories for people to be able to buy and enjoy and that kind of stuff. We're also doing new stories with her as well. So
excellent. Yeah. Okay, so from Nera Reborn, yep. what else is exciting on Committed Comics?
I'm actually super super proud of this project, God Among Men.
Wow. All right.
So we'll do one without the display sticker.
Display sticker. People to buy books.
There you go. So this is an 80-page graphic novel. It's a one shot. One of the reasons why I love the story is because when the creator came to me, he had a concept, he had some, ideas of what he wanted to do.
Okay.
We sat down, we had a meeting, and I told him, hey, look, this is a really good, you have really good nuts and bolts, but it's too generic of a story. It's been told 100 times over. So I was like, write more personal, write what you do. And so basically, he wrote a story that was, what are you willing to risk in order to belong and have friends and be a part of something?
Wow.
And so it became much more than just a sci-fi, time-traveling, superhero type thing. It became a whole character-driven element story. So, which is, again, super proud of what the work that the creator put into it. And then the art team that we got was amazing for it. It has a beautiful cover by Jason Metcalf, who's been doing covers for Zenoscope, DC, IDW, the whole nine yards.
Excellent. And from there, let's move on to the next.
So then one of the other favorite projects is Java.
Okay.
So Java's a three-issue miniseries. It was one of the early projects that we actually printed when we first started back in 2000, 2001 time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomatoes, the famous website for movies and stuff like that, used to actually review comic books.
Really?
Yeah, these pop culture stuff. Yeah, way back in the day. So they actually got a copy of Java, and they gave us the perfect pitch for it, which is, this is what happens when you drop Starbucks, a Mad Max inside of a Starbucks. So basically the story is that the world's coffee beans have gone tainted and become poisoned, so they've become super valuable and people need coffee and caffeine to physically survive. And so Java's part of a government task force that protects and monitors the sale of coffee beans. It's just the most ridiculous, absurd story. It's a three-issue miniseries.
That's awesome.
It ends on a wonderful cliffhanger, and it's just beautifully done.
That's great.
But we have a lot of stuff. We have a couple more irons in the fire. We have one
let's
project.
Talk about it all. Everything you have out here on the table. Let's talk about
it. Ironclad is also a great series. It's
I like that, the way it looks and everything.
Yeah, Ironclad. It's pretty much the creator Greg Paulsen wanted to create a Saturday morning cartoon that you could take away with you. Which essentially what comic books really were. They're pretty much the equivalent of a Saturday morning cartoon.
Absolutely.
So it's co-created with Phil Hester, who did a ton of work on Green Arrow for DC. Has had a very long, storied, amazing career. It's about a 12-year-old kid who stumbles upon an alien suit of armor that chooses him to protect the world from an alien invasion. Because, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
It's a great premise.
Yeah, it's got a lot of action and adventure. It's not violence. It's all ages.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, it's one of the things that we have stuff that are definitely for the more mature, savvy readers of comic books and stuff like that. But then at the same time, we also have stuff that's just fun because why not,
Right.
And then we have stuff like
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Jackrabbit is one of our older projects as well. It's a 106-page full-color graphic novel. It's a parody book. It makes fun of everything that we love and hate about superhero comics. So every bad trope, every bad stereotype, every bad thing, it's just it's all in Jackrabbit. And it's just basically full snark. It was breaking the fourth wall way before Deadpool was doing it. Just saying.
Okay. That's cool.
So, but yeah, I mean, you know, we got a ton of stuff. I've even got an art book by a very... Might as well pull this one out. Whoa.
Let's do it.
Very interesting artist.
Aye, nice.
Sean Dietrich. It's 80 pages. It's obviously oversized. And the artwork is absolutely beyond belief.
Oh, wow.
It's like his lines cover that. He is actually, during this weekend of Tampa Bay Comic Con, he is actually at Cannabis Con, or Cannabis Cup in Vegas. Because his work is very popular in the cannabis world for obvious reasons.
Right. It's very awesome.
You know, yeah. It's incredible. And this was an honor to work with him because he's accomplished so much in his own art career. And all the writing and the text on this book is how to market yourself as an artist.
Wow.
So how to actually sell your artwork, how to price your artwork, how to market yourself. What does it mean to be an artist? It's more than just copying somebody else's creation.
Right.
It's about creating your own, creating a legacy, which is one of the reasons why I was super happy that he came with us to do it, because that's what my company is all about. It literally is, I want to create something, I want to put something on the shelf, so other people can enjoy what's been running around in your head as a creator for the past 20 years or however long it's been stuck inside there. You know, I'm giving people the opportunity to actually get out and find stuff.
Excellent.
You
excellent.
Know,
so let's see. I see a couple other here. Let's take advantage of all the time we got before people start bothering you here at the con.
Yeah.
Haunting Refrain. Tell me more about
that. So Haunting Refrain is it's an interesting story. It came to us initially as an 8-page starting story. It's a ghost story inside of a ghost story wrapped in a ghost story.
Interesting.
So, depending on your age range, we either call it the Inception of Ghost Stories or the Turducken of Terror.
Okay.
So, if you're sitting there wondering what a turducken is, then you probably are the Inception side of things.
Yeah, probably. You're probably out of the demo.
But, yeah, it's about a kid who has been telling a ghost story for years. Then he comes to find out through the death of his father the ghost story he's been telling is actually a true story. And then, inevitably, he goes down a rabbit hole and finds out that he is actually inherently linked to the story itself. And so, so that's why it's kind of all intertwined into one larger story. And then... And one of our up-and-coming projects, hopefully the artist can get his work done. This was part of my job, unfortunately, to chase down people.
Yeah.
It's a book called Grave Shot. By Javier Avila. He's a con artist who's done a couple covers here and there for some small press publishers. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much doing it the other way. It's taking the concept of like a video game, you know, boss level type fight, enhance it one more time, and put it in a comic book format.
Cool.
Javier has a very beautiful, like, ink wash type style, which is really nice. So, I believe he's about halfway done with the first issue. That was just a preview book that we did to kind of announce it and get it out there.
Very nice, very nice. And so, last and not least,
Miss Miniver.
Miniver.
Yes, Miss Miniver is written by Miss Miniver. It's actually a real life cosplayer out of the Seattle area.
Let's see, it's a little Star Wars inspiration.
So each of the covers, and this is one of the things. So the artist Liz Dion is out of Seattle, and she did a great job of making parody covers of all of them. So I got to pull out the where's the fourth issue, which is the one that I'm. So pretty much, it's a story about a cosplayer and about con life, about everything that we're standing in right now.
Right.
And she, in the first issue, she goes and gets a job with Committed Comics, and she wants to be the booth helper, and she goes to, you know, figure out different cosplays, and then somehow there's an evil menace stalking her. And again, all ages, you know, and it was just kind of something fun. She wanted to kind of, like, give a peek behind the curtain, but a real peek is boring, so it's a little more interesting. So, but yeah, it's a fun little 4-issue miniseries, and so we have them all four. And then, again, if you go and buy it online, we also have it that comes with a limited edition pin set.
Nice, very nice.
So
if they want to get everything and anything, or just one thing,
everything and anything, or one thing, it's committedcomics.com. So it's C O M M I T T E D. COMICS.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, man.
Hanging out and explaining everything awesome that's on Committed Comics right now.
It's kind of my job. It's kind of why I'm here.
Thank you so much. We'll be continuing here live from Tampa Bay Comic Con shortly. Don't go nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.